We're now at the Pacifica National Board Report, and I believe we have present
three
of the four board members. Let's take advantage of this to find out what's going on at the event. Could you maintain?
I'm going to ask you to maintain the
silence on that, because otherwise it's a little distracting. Three members have 15 minutes, and I hope they allow you to ask questions more than they do monologues. Okay, but that's up to them. Ladies and gentlemen, three members of the PNB are present. I hope they will allow you to ask questions regarding your interests and not use the balance of their time to give you the monologue of what they want you to know. Which one? Yes, ma'am.
I want to hear finance first.
Well, it's up to them to give you what they want. So I'm going to start over here.
Okay.
Since I see you first, and then Bill, and then Adrian.
I'm going to make this really short and concise.
Give us some time. He has 5 minutes.
Where's the timers?
I got,
Wesley's got the floor, doesn't he?
Not yet. I'm going to put him on the timer. We've got 15 minutes, and we're about 1 minute from 8:15, so we'll be concluded with this at 8:30. So while I'm getting my timer together, as a matter of fact, I have a timer right here. Go right here, Wesley.
How many minutes?
5 minutes if we don't consume as such.
Yeah, I'm not going to use a whole 5 minutes. I will tell you that the money problem is dire. We have an auditor to pay, we have elections to pay, we have a bunch of bills.
Okay.
So, it's quite an ordeal to work our way out of this. And we are planning a national broadcast of the the conventions. This is an old tradition of ours, and we're doing it on a shoestring. Producers are staying in people's house, sleeping on their couches and stuff.
Yes.
We have so much to do and so little money. So the expenses continue to swallow us up. And we're trying to keep it in check. But trying is, the result of which is having had tried. So, sorry.
Super loud voice last week.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question just briefly in a minute or so? What the hell are the two factions on the board all about, and what are they fighting over in just like a minute?
Okay.
In your opinion, of course.
Right. Some of the people that are suing us actually have expressed an email that they would like to see us go into bankruptcy. But there's a lot of people that think it seems to me that, if you can't do what we want to do, we'd rather see a judge deal with it. And it's tragic. WBII still hasn't convened the board of directors, so they're not being
Is it because is it because they think there's some sort of financial advantage in bankruptcy, or they just want to
I have no idea. I cannot. I mean, if their motives were criminal, they could just no problem, get up. But it's people's opinions. opinions. This is what we should do. And what can you do?
Would it allow us to get rid of the debts or something and then start over or what?
Some
bankruptcies.
Right. And it's how you do it. I don't think that's necessary at this point, but it is an emergency situation. Our debtors can force us, should they choose to.
You got 3 minutes and 15 seconds. 1 minute and 15 seconds left.
So I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you. I don't know. I don't know why their motivation is.
Okay, Teresa and Lee. Quickly, 1 minute.
We haven't started an executive director search in 9 months. We haven't had an executive director since last September. What have you done to get the search started so we can have an executive director?
I believe it's on the website.
45 seconds.
I don't believe that there's a search. Okay. WBAI and WPFW were supposed to come up with a cash flow plan in April. I think per the CFO who said that what we're doing is unsustainable, he asked those two stations to come up with a cash flow plan within 6 weeks. What are we doing to insist that WBAI or WPFW either get that or allow the CFO to take action?
Okay, I'll let you 10 seconds to answer that question since you took 45 seconds.
Yeah, it's hard to get anything from the managers. I mean, I hate to bring up that, but it's endemic.
And look, next, Bill.
Well, Wesley's right. You know, we're really in real serious problems. I think it's really hard to not emphasize that enough. And before the last two or three PMB meetings, our CFO, Sam Agarwal, has sent us, you know, some increasingly dire financial reports or CFO reports. And then he also talked about it some in the last PMB meeting. And I encourage all of you to listen to that. You know, all of you can listen to these meetings. They're archived. If you go to kpftx.org, that's not kpft.org, kpftx.org, click on the archives, you can listen to them. They're kind of long, but this is really important. And I just sort of in a nutshell, some of the stuff like Wesley was talking about, he mentioned that he's not sure that that WPFW, that's our DC station, or WBAI, our New York station, can make payroll later this month or early in July. That is a really serious, critical problem. And it's a legal problem as well as a financial problem. And it's obviously going to affect employees. KPFA, supposedly the biggest station, you know, the mother station, had to borrow money to make payroll sometime in the last month. KPFK still has a great deal of back central services from last year they haven't paid. They're paying this year's, but they've got quite a few from last year they haven't paid. WBAI and WPFW are quite a few months behind, just in this fiscal year alone, plus preceding years. As a result of some of this, PRA, the Pacific Radio Archives, is about to go dead, is about to die. They depend on central services for their existence primarily, and something drastic is probably going to happen to them real soon. And I don't want them to go because the Pacific Radio Archives are a real jewel, should be considered a really important asset of Pacifica, and we're not supporting it the way we should be. At the meeting just this last week, and I'll point out the next meeting wasn't scheduled for 5 weeks from then. It's the second week in July. I tried to move the CFO report up on the agenda so that we could get to it, considering all the stuff he had sent us. And, you know, the PNB majority voted that down. We finally got to it at the very end of the meeting, but there wasn't a lot of time. And then when I and Brian, who's the chair of the National Finance Committee, and some other people wanted to make some motions to try to deal with the financial situation, the majority tabled them. And so we haven't done anything essentially on that. And like Teresa was asking, that's right. That, you know, in March, I believe, the CFO told us, basically asked that the management of WBI and WPFD come up with the cash flow plans for the near future as well as intermediate term, because it was clear then, you know, they may not be alive at the end of the fiscal year, which ends in September, if they don't come up with something. They don't have enough money to pay their bills. They have a small staff, kind of like we do, and you can't really keep cutting anymore and still keep operating. The two West Coast stations have much bigger staffs, but not the others. And they still don't have their cash flow plans. And like Wesley, I don't know why they don't have them either, and I think he's right. I think it's management. You know, the management at those two stations doesn't seem to know what to do, and they're not listening to advice, I guess. Our ED, we have kind of only a part-time interim executive director, and you're right, we need to get the going on that because she has a full-time job somewhere else. She's a volunteer, and she's not, you know, she doesn't have time to do this, and I think they need some really strong management right now to help those stations. Another little, I mean, there's so much detail I could go into, but in last year, last fiscal year, FY15, WBAI's listener support, that's donations from listeners, which is what most of all of our stations depend on for most of the revenue, it dropped by almost $1 million in 1 year. It went down $1 million almost, $960-something thousand or something like this. Now, this was a year or so after they had had some big staff cutbacks. You may have known after Hurricane Sandy and they'd been running a deficit, they laid off two-thirds of their staff. So now they're about the same size as us. They had probably, in my opinion, too many people back then. But that caused some drop in revenue, but they still were operating pretty well. And then the next year, they dropped about almost $1 million more. You can't keep going like that and just keep operating. And so I'm really worried about their survival. And what I'm afraid of is, I'm afraid of bankruptcy, just like Wesley was talking about. And it sounds like they don't seem to know what to do to avoid it. I think we really need to get going. Anyway, I've called for a special meeting. I'm hoping some more board members will join me in having a special meeting to deal with a financial crisis. Because by the time we have another meeting, it may be too late. Sorry, I'll shut up.
Question. He has 30 seconds.
Bill, what options have you looked at in the way of cutting back the outlay in funds for payroll and for health insurance premiums, especially for unionized employees?
Well, real quickly, the union contracts really limit what we can do for that. KPFK had some big cutbacks last year, and the arbitrator, after several months, just ruled against them on virtually all counts. So we're going to have to pay back the cut, what they were cut from that.
All right.
I guess I don't have time for more, but
actually, you have 6 minutes. Go ahead, Adrian.
Well, first of all, I will really appreciate a bunch of things I cannot say in opposition, and I don't have any problem. I don't want to be, if you don't mind, I already told you that. Bunch of things that I cannot say in open session because of names, but first of all, one of the problems with the PMB, that people delay. We want people to talk. We want employees telling us what their opinions are instead of going looking for documents. The obligation of any board, our board too, but basically the national board, is to make decisions, and to make informed decisions, you need information. Well, you pointed us out that we are trying to search for an ED. Just in the last minute, in the last PMB meeting, we didn't allow that much extensions, and we approved a mandate for the personnel committee that is not a standing committee to start that search. You know, a lot of people talk, but they don't want actions. What is happening all over the network is easy. You can see, like I said, I'm not in the liberty to tell some names, but what I'm conducting now is it's a director's inspections in the whole foundation, because I cannot rely in people rumors, innuendos, ideas, and interpretation. Our obligation is go and look at the hard numbers. And the only way to get that is in a director's inspection. It's incredible, but it's the only way. I think that once that we complete it, and will be shortly, we will know about the numbers. What I already know, like I said, I cannot mention names, but we already know that some stations are stuck in money. They are not paying their debts. They are selecting to stack money and keep money because they think the foundation will go under. We are singling out WBAI and PFW, and we are keeping money just to pay salaries in June or July. I mean, clearly, the employees, some of the employees, I don't say all of them, but some of the employees care about their paycheck. The foundation, the board of directors need to care about the survival of this foundation. Even if we need to go, you know, we all volunteer. The foundation is more important than the employees. And that is one of the problems. That's what I'm doing. As a director, I'm doing the only way. I ask and ask and ask of information, and I receive pieces just of information, not the whole picture. That's why I'm conducting this specific, and it's very specific investigation, to present to the whole board the numbers that we don't have. And then with those numbers, we can make a decision. Since the point of view of, it's true, we have a bunch of lawsuits. You asked before, what's going on in the board, like happened here. We are all democratic when we have the numbers. When we don't have the numbers, we cry foul and we start a lawsuit. That we can say all that we want, but the lawsuit is costing this foundation money. That is a reality. I think that most of us have really good and wonderful intentions. I believe that most of the directors. The problem, we cannot talk to each other because we are cornered, you know, in our position trying to defend, and we forget that we represent the stations. But the bylaws are clearly, when we are wearing the director's hat, we, the first priority is the survival of this foundation. And this foundation is true. Like Bill said, some stations don't pay PRI, they don't care. And they say that, and I hope that we have at some point in time an executive session, and I can show to you stations and employees saying we couldn't care less. We don't care about the survival of PRI. That is what is happening. That is the situation that we are in exactly now.
Well, we are at, yes, sir.
I'm a member of the National Archives Committee, and I would like to share a little bit of information with this body.
No, sir. That's not under the PMB items. You can share it at your RDC point, but I've allotted 15 minutes on this item. This item is closed. We're now at the general manager report, absent of a general manager. We're at the chair's report, absent a chair's report. We're now fortunately on the second page of the agenda.
He did provide a written report that I think everybody got.
Sure they got it. I'm sure they didn't read it, but they got it. So I think everybody's aware that he submits a report, but they all probably have acknowledged his absence here in the last 7 months as well. Nevertheless, we are at 6-1, which was agreed to, ARDC, and you may include your archives report in that allotted 5 minutes. Any objections to, because he had such a great program and he didn't want us to mention it, didn't want us to give him. Is there any objections to giving him an additional 5 minutes on his report? Hearing none, go ahead.
Just picking on three people who spoke on Saturday, I want to share with you my notes of what they said. Mark Babawi, does anybody here not know who Mark Babawi is? He does the monitor on Monday nights from 7 to 8 p.m.
Yeah,
okay. Phenomenal program. What he said was, in part, diversity is a double-edged sword. I can't tolerate intolerance. We can't exclude. We must recognize that we're all in this together. Second, I'm going to mention Gordon Kwan, and then I'm going to share with you Cedric Keeler, and then I will go into my own comments. Gordon Kwan said, who is the host of Coming to America, the immigration show, he said, this station needs to be open to new ideas. Money is vital. He, with his law firm, wants to support KPFT the way he supports KUHF. He wants to be able to be a sponsor of programming, but because of whatever, we don't want to accept his money as an underwriter. He said we must be open to fresh ideas. We must question our own status quo. We must promote each other's shows. We must be proactive with internships and youth. We can't hide this station under a rock. Change happens. We must keep our core values, but be open to new ideas. Cedric Keeler, who was a part of the Sunday night show called Conscious Mindset, said, I think the most important things, and I've already shared this with you via email, we need to recognize the power of radio. 90% of the people in the United States listen to radio. Only 85% watch television. 6.5 hours per week is the amount that people listen to radio. So those are the key points. I have 11 pages of notes that I took on Saturday, and I want to know by a show of hands, if I type all of this up and email it to you, who here will read it?
Okay. It's conditioned.
Over here.
Okay. How long is it?
Great.
If you believe that, I've got some good plans.
I will. And if others want to provide me.
Excuse me. We had a videographer.
Okay, that's my next point. We have 4 hours worth of quality video, good sound, good pictures with under the dim lights that were there, but the substance of what was said has been captured, and I would like this body to go on record once we are able to download it, that it will be available to be watched on the KPFT website. And so during new business, I am going to propose a motion. Hopefully you will allow it to go forward this month, if not next month. But I would like to be able to, it's only the people who spoke and what they said on Saturday. Okay. The next meeting of the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee will be held on Saturday, July the 9th, at the Gregory Lincoln Library, that's the City of Houston Library in Freedmanstown. I want to let you know that Claude Cummings made a commitment to donate $1,000 to provide the food for this event. I received a copy of the invoice from Pat Greer, who provided the food, not the St. Arnold's root beer, but the food on Saturday. And her invoice to Claude Cummings was for $650, so he didn't have to lay out the full $1,000 that he committed to. So that shows you a good faith on Pat Greer's part, and certainly a wonderful gesture on the part of Claude Cummings. I just want to say one more.
Claude Cummings' money didn't pay for that. It was a CWA.
Claude.
He represents CWA.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, he didn't do it personally. Right.
If he didn't request it, it wouldn't happen.
Claude Cummings, as a regional vice president for the
Union Workers Money.
That's right.
As a regional vice president for the Communication Workers of America, we. And parenthetically,
we didn't get none of that money. We're getting some of it now, so thank Claude for it.
You can decide whether or not there's a connection between this and the Amy Goodman event, but Claude Cummings has a relationship with the church and the hall where that event took place, and Claude Cummings, not CWA, Claude Cummings made that hall available to KPFT for free.
That wasn't union money.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul.
The last point I want to make is that I failed. I failed in the respect that you all, and probably until the last minute, didn't know how many great speakers we were going to have on this day. And we are going to, I presume, begin work on another event for next year at the meeting on July the 9th. But I do want to say that I failed in one other respect, and that is that I have never said this before, but this is what I believe, and I hope you will accept this as something you believe as well. And that is, when this board votes to put on an event that is of the proportions that this was, a community-wide event, not only is that event the responsibility of the committee, but it is also the responsibility of all of the members of this board, and you should take on as much of the work in terms of pulling that event off as the committee does. You voted for this, and even if you didn't vote for it, even if you voted against it, when the board goes on record, even if it's a 51-49 vote, if it passes, we all get behind those events.
We need the programmers' involvement.
In a real perfect world, that happens. But I appreciate his passion, but the reality is that most of you who do your programs, you also want to see everybody sign on to it and make it successful, too, and that doesn't necessarily happen. So that's why I often say that I applaud you when you take ownership and responsibility, because the crowd not going to always be there, but you saw it through.
The last thing, go ahead. And that is, OpenDK Kamau is the former KPFT programmer, former director of the Texas Southern University Library. He is willing to work with us to review what's going on with the Pacifica Archives. I don't know about any of you, but I have tried to go to their website and to see the gem of material, as it was stated, and it is, based on everything all the rumors, it is a gem worth of materials. But finding out what is in it is abysmal. It is virtually impossible. When they produced a slick brochure about 4 years ago that we were all given, that brochure only had a few of the highlights. Should have been printed, in my opinion, on newsprint instead of on slick paper, and instead of a few hundred copies, it should have been thousands.
All right, thank you, Ted.
That's the kind of work OpenDK can help us with.
Thank you very much. I'll go to Bill, and then I put our hand on this.
You want to let Dewey go first? I get his hand up first.
I just have a quick question. Do you have the address of the library?
I'll get it
for you.
Friedmanstown. It's a Houston Public Library, and Bob said he'll get it for you.
Point
of order. It's on Victor Street.
Point of order.
Can we get back on the agenda?
Yeah. item 6B, budget and finance. Development.
Okay.
I had a question about ARDC, about the report.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, we're out of his report, but go ahead.
Well, can we send time 5 minutes?
I don't think so. I've got too many other reports that I need to move forward, but you can go ahead and ask
your
question.
I was there for about 2.5 hours. I had to leave. I had another meeting to go to. But I thought there's some really excellent speakers. There really were. I'll be glad to help you put the audio up online. I don't know if I can do the video, but if you can get the audio, I'll help put it online so people can get to it. If it's good quality, maybe some of it's broadcast quality, so maybe something can be broadcast. There were some really good speakers. My major concern was that, you know, when I was there at least, I don't think I saw more than 30 people there at a time. So maybe more people came in later, but Well, but they weren't all there at the same, I know, but they weren't all, they were coming and going. They weren't all there at the same time. So I'm just saying, if we do it again, we've got to figure out how to get more people there. I heard a lot of promos on the air, but we need to figure out how to get more people because, you know, half of them, frankly, were the people, or the speakers are people on this board or the committee. So we need to get more of the public there. And
I think what he was saying was, if each of you raise your hands, who assemble right now, if you raise your hands when I ask the question, how many of you were responsible for at least one other person than yourself attending? How many of you could raise your hands? Let me see.
Well, I called about 10 people. I don't think most of them were there.
Those on the board. I can raise my hand. Okay, so that's how you get more people in the building. When you have 24 board members and at least one of them get one person, you're going to triple, you're going to double or triple the participation. So we can bring it home, then we can take it outside. But Teresa, you had a question or comment?
No, I'm ready for development.
Okay, well, we're ready for development. Bill, you got out of what you wanted to get out for the ARDC?
You know, I just think it was a great event, and we need to try to, you know, make the most of it, you know, because there was there's so many people. I wish I'd heard the speakers.
I was going to say, can I make a request that we have this captioned? If we do stream the audio, that it is available to be captioned.
Okay.
Well, I don't know how.
Yeah, I got that. She requested it be captioned. Now, development. 5 minutes.
We made $6,800 on the Amy Goodman event.
Well, before you start, how many of y'all, you sent an electronic report, didn't you?
Yes.
How many of y'all read her electronic?
I
just picking
minutes.
At you. I'm just picking at you. How many, raise your hands who read her report?
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I must admit...
What did you send me?
I sent it out very late. In fact, that's why I didn't make the other thing.
I got
you. We've had about 65 vehicles donated to KPFT. Unfortunately, a lot of the vehicles were not worth very much, so we've only made $25,000. WNM in Albuquerque, New Mexico, a couple years ago, made $125,000 in vehicle donations. So I encourage all of our members of our board to encourage others, take the bookmarks, pass it out, encourage others to donate vehicles, including boats and motorcycles that work, and jet skis, and ATVs, and RVs, which we could make a lot of money from. So a lot of people are donating vehicles, but they just aren't worth very much. So we just need to support that, okay? Because, I mean, I know people that say, well, I can't give you money, but I can give you a car. Well, I'll take the car. Okay, we are working with CauseBuy, which is a function that's kind of like Amazon Smile, is it? Where you go online and things that you purchase through local vendors, actually a percentage of that purchase goes to KPFT. We've just recently received a $10,000 grant from the Brown Foundation. And our fulfillment rate, thanks to Rhonda Gardner, is higher than the other stations. So, I mean, there's always a challenge when someone gives a pledge of $120 that maybe they don't get around to actually giving the $120. So we are working on fulfillment rate. I'm going to ask more people on the board give money together as a board for challenges. And several people said to me at the finance meeting, well, I gave $100, you know, and I appreciate that, but I want the board members to use the money to leverage. I want it used so that our $1,000 can help generate $10,000 or $20,000. That is what our program director can do for us. And I want to also challenge our programmers to actually do some advanced work. So, you know, we can help our programmers by the offer, for example, that Bill did of pooling our money for a specific challenge. We're working on a community ally program, and I have already sent out an email about that. And we are also specifically working on a big special event. through the development committee. And for those people that want to get involved in a very positive committee, I encourage you to join development. You don't have to be a member of the board to somehow generate income for the state.
Okay. Questions?
Yes, sir.
Are the meetings being held at the station where a member who is barred from that property?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And she is welcome to join by telephone. And participates pretty vociferously by telephone.
Next.
Oh, can I make another
question? Go ahead.
Oh, Hank. Oh, sorry.
My question is this, and I direct this to the entire KPFT LSB, not just to you and the members of your particular committee, Teresa. Mm-hmm. And that is how we can tolerate a listener-sponsored elected member of this body, KPFT's local station board, be barred by the manager for some incident that may or may not have happened months, maybe years ago, and perhaps, but in any event, has never that situation has never been formally investigated by this body, and tolerates that kind of exclusion, and that it is exclusion. I don't care what participation is allowed or not allowed by telephone. It's not the same thing to bar a KPFT listener-sponsored elected delegate from the station for a committee meeting in which she participates. I call for an investigation into that situation.
I'll
right
second
now.
That.
Yeah.
I'll
make
second
a motion.
That.
Okay.
Actually, she's still at 1 minute. Now, is your question relative to her report? Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
I just would like to see you appoint a committee of three to meet with Dwayne Bradley and to bring back to this body whatever information they can have about this banning of Nancy. This is costing me money because I have to go to restaurants oftentimes where committee meetings are held, and I'm sick and tired of it. We have a meeting room there, but we make exceptions for her. I want a committee of three to investigate this. And I don't care who you appoint, but I'd like to see it established.
Well, why do we have to have some sort of committee to investigate this? Couldn't the board just make a motion that this be ended? Why investigate? Because even if something happened, should the punishment be forever? Hell no, of course not. So let's just end it.
Okay, next.
Didn't we pass already, this board pass a motion asking the secretary of the secretary, didn't we pass already a motion on this issue?
That would be on your watch.
I remember off the top of my head.
I remember it being on the agenda forever.
Yes.
Never came
no.
to vote.
No. We passed a motion to ask the general manager this.
So the answer is yes, what good does it do us?
Mr. Chair, I second the motion which was presented by Jerry Lynch just now, and that is that we, and I, if there's no discussion, I call the question, and that is that this board vote immediately to end this situation of the banning of one of our elected members from participation in committee meetings at the station.
Okay. Member Allen?
We have asked our general, when this member tied her mother up in the lobby and called the police because she couldn't get into the studio and was trying to force her way into the studio, we asked the general manager to write a report of what happened. We have never asked this member to write her version of what happened. I would never vote to have this go away without this person at least being have to write her version of the story. The general manager has repeatedly for this person to go to mediation, and I don't think this person is acknowledging any fault on her part for calling the police to the station. And they could have been coming in with guns. So,
ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to litigate this matter tonight. Nevertheless, if you deem it necessary and appropriate, if you would like to write a motion and submit it to the secretary, the chair would entertain the motion this evening, and you will have your pleasure.
But point of order.
Right now,
point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Was there not a motion that there be an investigation, and it was seconded?
Well, was a motion first from Ted?
Yes. No, the motion was first from Maria Elena Castellanos, yes. And I seconded it.
I withdraw my motion.
I am not. This chair does not accept motions that are not in writing. All it does is cause confusion, and it changes by a second.
Yes.
By a second. So if you're willing to submit a motion in writing, in fact, if you're willing to submit multiple motions, I'm willing to entertain them. But right now, in the interim, we're going to deal with item 6B.
Excuse me, I have my hand finance, up. I was budget and finance. To talk about the
there was no stack.
Five, I have my hand up.
5 minutes is five minutes. So in other words, I've allotted 5 minutes. If you want to make a motion to extend, that would be appropriate. But the time has expended a portion to this subject.
Okay, I'm going to extend 1 minute for development. And it's not about this thing. Why
wouldn't you want to get to finance and budget? Because you're saying that's so important we kind of focus on
development
things.
Relates to finance.
No, it's talking. Raising money is different than spending the money you already got. So if I want to deal with budget and finance, which is really what we need to focus on in the next month. So use that minute, and I'll add six. You got 6 minutes for budget and finance, and do what Ted did. Throw in what you wanted to say anyway. That's what politicians do.
All right. Well, I'll be very brief. Okay. One of the upcoming events that I know Hank's not here, but he's done several. Hank has organized several fundraisers. The spring to basically raise money to pay expenses for a bigger fundraiser this fall. And what we need all of you to do, we need volunteers. It's called Electrolove Fest. It's going to be Saturday, September 24th. Please put it on your calendars. He says we need, 30 volunteers or something? I thought he would be here to talk about it. 30 or 40 volunteers for that day. Not all day, but spread out over the day. So please put that on your calendar. It's a fundraiser. You hope to raise several thousand dollars for KPFT at that event. Maybe several tens of thousands of dollars.
I've been to a couple of these fundraisers.
Well, this is a bigger one. Yeah, no.
And Ted needed some volunteers, too. So what I try to point out to y'all is don't cry when you don't get help, when you don't help others. So it what worked for the goose, that's what my grandmother used to say, what worked for the goose works for the gander. So we've got to do in kind. He's got to show up at some other folk events as well.
I just wanted to finish what Bill did not that LAM is in the process of getting money to pay the bands, so it hasn't. He's gathering sponsorship. That's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's preliminary work. So
I would have gone into more detail about that.
And it's all. You've got 6 minutes.
What?
Mr. Finance Chair, no. 6 minutes.
No. By the way, I tried to raise a point earlier. Any new motions at the end of the business to make sure we have the right spot. We met and we were able to have a discussion about setting the priorities for the KPFT budget for this year. We're going to be finishing that up. There is some little bit of controversy over the schedule, but we do have an initial budget sent to us from the general manager, so we'll be getting that in the next meeting. And that's really where we're at. Any questions?
Yes. I was looking at that budget that was sent to us, and what is funny here, I just make it big, then we can all see. The main problem is that we have 2015, and then the budget for 2017. But it's not included in this. The current year, with the current budget, that is obviously under, and we are 8 months in this fiscal year. And it's not here. How can we compare with 2015 and 2014? but we don't have 2016. Should be 2016 here, because we have already 8 months of hard data, and we know that we are running a deficit compared with that budget that was inflated in 2016.
Point of information, was this sent to all the LSB?
Yes.
I didn't get it. Yes. I'm not getting anything for the LSB this survey.
Well, that is another point that somebody needs to be sure that she is.
You should ask Kevin for a copy.
And the next finance committee is?
Is actually a week from today at 7:30. Don't be late. It should be here.
Okay. We are now at governance. D.
Our last meeting, since we have bylaw amendments from the National Foundation, we reviewed all of those, and we voted the committee basically unanimous supported two of them, and by a vote of 4-1 supported the third. I've already sent out a report to the LSB. Y'all get it?
When?
Well, it would have been after the last governance meeting, which was a while back.
Yes, he sent it.
I don't remember.
I think it was before the last LSB meeting.
Yes. That's why when we went, when the PMV voted on that,
right.
I think that's what we did. I mean, I mentioned that we have the recommendation from the governance committee. But
yeah, in fact, I actually copied it to the PNB and the other stations as well, simply for the purpose of if they're curious about why we supported or didn't support anything, I figured they could use that for their information purposes. So that's been sent out, and that is the that's the work of the governance committee.
Okay.
Okay,
go ahead.
There's been some stuff on the internet that says one of the proposals is a violation of some law, and it's the one that limits the investigation of facilities to only PNB people and LSB members. Excludes if you, right now the PNB can representative can bring in an accountant or some virtually anybody that they select, presumably people with expertise that could assist in the audit. Why are we supporting the idea of limiting those who can be involved in this investigation and denying the PNB representatives the freedom to bring in whomever they choose?
The specific reason the committee had for supporting that bylaw amendment proposed was that the list of people who are going to be authorized will be all LSB members of all stations and all directors, which means all of these people have confidentiality agreements. So for the protection of the station records, because right now you could pick a bum off the street, you know, I'm not trying to insult bums off the street, but you can have anybody walk in and say, here, I'm appointed, I'm Jack the Ripper, here, let me see your records. And that's a little bit pulled by IC. And therefore, we felt that because all the people that would be authorized have confidentiality agreements, that made it worth supporting.
That concludes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Well, you motion to extend. But 5 minutes is 5 minutes.
No, no, no. What I want to add is that we can have that discussion in the next, when we discuss the, we need to approve or not, when the PMB.
This is not the appropriate time to litigate that matter. It's coming up in your special delegates session. Any other comments about that? I wouldn't want to entertain, but if you, yes, sir, go right.
Well, just say there is another point of view, and that it's been, I've been told that it's contrary to California Corporation Code because it does not allow restriction of directors' rights of inspection. Certainly, we should be getting a confidentiality agreement signed by anybody who hasn't already done that. If there's anything that's confidential, I mean, there may not be. I mean, I think what Adrian's asking for probably is mostly not confidential. I mean, maybe some of it is. I forget.
Yes, sir. You may respond.
Frankly, since we're here in Texas, I really don't know what California law is. I'm assuming that if something gets through the PNB, they've checked what California law is.
Well,
and if it is in violation of California law, I think we shouldn't oppose it. However, we need someone who actually knows what they're talking about to make that judgment. Thank you.
Now, we are at the conclusion of... I didn't see an outreach report. Is that outreach chair here?
The chair is not here. I'm the secretary, and I did submit an outreach report, the minutes of the outreach meeting.
Well, let them...
You sent them
electronically.
I did.
Well, let them reflect. If they care to read them, let them read it.
Actually, I did accept some assignments on behalf of the outreach committee, and I would like to ask... Are there any members here who would like to participate in passing out information at the Juneteenth event?
Where is it located?
Miller Theater.
Miller Theater.
That's every year, right?
Yeah.
And that is this month, so we won't have another meeting.
Just Nancy Sabara at home? Okay. All right. So three people. Lisa?
You might want to send that email request out for the members who are not here. I'm saying for those who are not here, you're making that appeal. So.
And we are also looking for people at the Pride Parade to distribute information. And since that's just caught my attention that we're going to have a yard sale on June the 18th, you might want to ask, and I'll try to get information to the committee members, if you have something you want to sell at the yard sale, or if you'd like to help with the yard sale. And
where is the Pride Parade?
Sorry.
I want to say the 25th, Howard. That's to my knowledge.
That's right, June 25th. It's downtown, and they moved it there last year.
Saturday. Yeah, Pride Fest and Parade is on June 25th.
This in the evening.
What time does it start?
I don't know. I would suggest that anyone that if you cannot commit now,
that's the same day that you're supposed to be.
If you would please contact,
this is the evening though.
At this point, contact either me on my cell phone or contact Robin Lewis at this point. For those
yeah, I mean, depending on when it is.
To the festival.
Depending on when it is, I'll volunteer, Teresa.
Because I said that I would request that the LSB ask if any members of the LSB wanted to be involved in any of these events.
Well, Alain has his hand up.
Yes, Alain.
Has everyone gotten a copy of the official Juneteenth taking place in Third Ward?
Is that consistent? No, that you were talking about on the hill, on Herman Park, right, Teresa?
Yes.
I just wanted,
that's a different subject.
I wanted you to know that there are other events where we
all
can
day.
Be present.
Yeah, all day, up in that area.
That's good.
Go ahead.
Teresa, I just want to I don't like the expression for the record, but and there's a tremendous community out there and anti-racism and diversity is a committee that can and I think should be targeted with working on these events at this point. Perhaps it's too late. Our next meeting isn't until July the 9th, but events that like Juneteenth that are African-American oriented, the Pride Parade, gay oriented, those are things that I think should come under the umbrella of the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee. And I think the two of us, perhaps you, I would invite you to come to our July 9th meeting so that we can figure out whose bailiwick is whose. But more importantly, I think we need a calendar that goes much further into the future so that we're not dealing with these things at the last minute. The reason I didn't speak up about Juneteenth is because I am a delegate to the State Democratic Party Convention, and that's going to be in San Antonio on those dates.
I've got three events on that day. The weekend
is Father's Day.
Nevertheless, we have accomplished the six I believe we do not have technology, nor do we have MSRC report. I do have before me a motion in writing, and I'd like to address it. I think I had two. Can't find the second one. Here it is. First motion was, I make a motion that Nancy be readmitted to the KPFT offices without any need for A, investigation, B, any reports. And this motion was made by Mr. Lynch. Do I hear a second?
Second.
The motion has been made.
I have a motion also.
I submit the motion to the secretary for the record. I'd like to allow Mr. Lynch to motivate his motion.
I think that I wasn't even around. I've just heard talk about it. I just think, who cares at this point what's happened? If you think there's some punishment that's needed, it's been done. We've got enough. I mean, we're talking about the whole Pacifico going bankrupt. I mean, this is just sort of penally insulting, and quite frankly, any defenders of the manager, this makes him look silly, too. Just get over with it. Either that or, frankly, throw her off the board. None of this halfway. It sounds so childish. And plus, it's in the past. No report writing. No sending everything out to everybody, which they aren't going to read anyway. Or writing reports. Mediation? Are you kidding me? I mean, come on. Quit arranging it. Get over it. That's all I'm going to say.
Somebody needs to second that remark.
Mr. Chairman, that's a substitute motion.
I second it.
I would rather call it a substitute bill, you know, with all this you've got written on here. Now, I want to hear someone who is against this motion, because all this layering on it.
Okay. The general manager has the responsibility for what goes out over the airwaves. And when a person tries to force themselves into the studio, that is very serious. And I know this from personal experience. I didn't try to force myself into the studio. I came into the station, and the police were called, and I went to jail. And I know that the person in charge of the studio is responsible. If somebody tries to come in and curse on the air, the general manager is responsible for having policies that prevent that. So a person cannot force themselves into the studio. And that is exactly what was involved in this incident. And we don't know whether it can happen again. And we have never asked Nancy Zibara-Naratomi for her side of the story. She conveniently leaves the room when it comes up. And I would like to hear her admit that she tied her mother up in the station, which we could get in trouble for allowing someone to tie themselves up in the station. I was a member of the local advisory board when I was arrested. It cost me $10,000 in attorney's fees. So
She didn't get arrested. So what?
I didn't call the police, but she called the police on the station.
Okay, we've heard from you.
And she was told by the police.
You've had your opportunity to speak.
I want to have her put it in writing.
Are you there?
I understand. I don't see you there. I understand what you want, but you're one of the
survivors. We've asked the general manager for his side.
Chair,
going to the
please.
I want to hear it.
Please.
Please what?
We need to have a limit. We cannot allow people on the floor saying what they heard.
Yes, we can. That's called personal privilege.
I'm not
going to go back and forth about who and what you say. When you have your time, you say what you want to say, whether it's true or not. But I don't police what comes out of folks' mouths. That's called censorship, which is what we're trying to get into with respect to the management's decision. I'm going to listen to two more, then we're going to vote. Yes, Ted.
I would like to offer an amendment, and that is that if we pass this, and I'm not making the amendment yet because I don't know if Jerry's willing to do this, and that is that if we pass it, he'll be the one to take
the report of the motion and the fact that it was passed to management and to let them know that this is what this body has done. Are you willing to do that? If so, sure, then I'll vote for this thing.
I mean, well, that's really a roundabout way.
I assume that just means like go over there and hand it to the director.
I'm sorry.
Sure, why not?
What are you sorry about, ma'am? Go ahead.
We can. I was on the.
You were. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know what Ted's asking for.